Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of familial adenomatous polyposis, found under the gastrointestinal section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 40-year-old woman presents to her primary care physician with pallor and fatigue. She complains of easy bruising in the past few weeks. A blood test comes back with values consistent with iron deficiency anemia. On rectal exam, her PCP can feel discrete polyps. Pale red blood coats his finger after the exam. She is adopted and knows no family history of colon cancer. She is sent for a colonoscopy as soon as possible. Let's continue with an introduction to familial adenomatous polyposis. This refers to the development of thousands of polyps in the intestinal tract from a genetic mutation. In terms of the genetics, it demonstrates an autosomal dominant inheritance pattern. It is due to an inactivating mutation in the APC gene on chromosome 5. This is a tumor suppressor gene, and there is a two-hit hypothesis. Remember that loss of APC is the beginning of the path to colorectal cancer. Conditions that are associated include Gardner syndrome, which is an autosomal dominant subtype of FAP with bony and soft tissue tumors. There's Turcotte syndrome, in which variants include autosomal recessive or autosomal dominant with colonic polyposis and medulloblastoma or glioblastoma multiforme. There's an increased risk for colorectal cancer, so screening should start with a sigmoidoscopy at age 12 and be performed annually. There's an increased risk for other cancers, such as hepatoblastoma, thyroid cancer, and pancreatic cancer. In terms of the epidemiology, the average age of presentation with symptoms is 36 years old. The average age of first polyp is at 16 years old. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include thousands of polyps that develop at a young age. Remember that the rectum is always involved, and these may be pedunculated or sessile. There may be rectal bleeding or bloody stools, there may be diarrhea, and there may be abdominal discomfort. On exam, if a patient has Gardner syndrome, they may present with epidermal cysts or fibromas. They may have desmoid tumors in the extremities, and they may have osteomas in the long bones. There may be rectal polyps that are palpable on rectal exam, and ocular findings include congenital hypertrophy of the retinal pigment epithelium, and this predicts FAP with a 42% sensitivity and 97% specificity. In terms of the evaluation, this is based on endoscopy, family history, and genetic testing. A complete blood count with iron deficiency anemia will be seen. Endoscopy with the biopsy will demonstrate more than 100 colorectal adenomatous polyps, and tubular adenomas with dysplasia will be seen. Genetic testing will demonstrate the APC mutation. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about Peutz-Jeghers syndrome and Lynch syndrome. In terms of treatment, one option is prophylactic surgical colectomy. If there is severe duodenopolyposis, one can consider a pancreatic duodenectomy. Also remember that there is a need for routine screening with colonoscopy and endoscopy. Complications related to FAP include the inevitable progression to colorectal cancer if there is no surgery, and patients are at risk for other malignancies, including duodenal cancer, hepatoblastoma, thyroid cancer, and pancreatic cancer. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that there is an almost normal prognosis with colonic screening and colectomy. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to familial adenomatous polyposis, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 42-year-old woman comes to the clinic for a routine annual exam. She recently moved from New Jersey, and her medical records demonstrate a total colectomy. The patient reports that she has had annual colonoscopy since she was 10 years of age because her father had a condition with his colon. What is the genetic inheritance pattern of the patient's disease? And the answer choices are choice 1, autosomal dominant, choice 2, autosomal recessive, choice 3, multifactorial, choice 4, X-linked dominant, or choice 5, X-linked recessive. The best answer to this question is choice 1, autosomal dominant. The patient's medical and surgical history suggest familial adenomatous polyposis as the screening regimen for first-degree family members of patients with FAP includes annual colonoscopy beginning at 10 years of age. The mode of inheritance for FAP is autosomal dominant. FAP is an autosomal dominant syndrome that is due to a germline mutation in the APC gene on chromosome 5. The disease is characterized by numerous colorectal adenomas, up to 100 or more in most cases. As colorectal cancer often transforms from benign adenomas, patients with FAP are at higher risk for development of colorectal cancer. Screening should be performed for first-degree relatives of those with FAP. Guidelines recommend annual flexible sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy starting at around age 10 to 12. Colectomy is eventually necessary in all patients with classic FAP. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. Autosomal recessive inheritance requires two copies of a diseased allele. An example is sickle cell anemia. Choice 3. Multifactorial inheritance is seen in complex diseases, such as cleft lip, where multiple genes and environmental factors can affect the phenotypic expression. Choice 4. X-linked dominant inheritance is similar to autosomal dominant, as only one copy of a diseased allele is required. However, the diseased allele is found on the X chromosome. Therefore, males are more severely affected. Examples include Fragile X syndrome. Choice 5. X-linked recessive inheritance requires two copies of a diseased allele on the X chromosome. An example is Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Finally, a bullet summary. Familial adenomatous polyposis is an autosomal dominant syndrome that presents with multiple colonic adenomas and often requires early screening and eventual colectomy. That's all for this review about familial adenomatous polyposis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.